Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, May 22nd, live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on the internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. 8 a.m. start time for 20,200 head to be sold, including 4,150 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 5,500 weaned calves, and 5,700 calves on cows. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com or give them a call, 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. The House Agriculture Committee reporting out H.R. 2393, a bill that would repeal beef, pork, and chicken requirements of the mandatory country of origin labeling rule of 2013 that has been struck down by the World Trade Organization, the U.S. being called non-compliant by the WTO in the case brought by Canada and Mexico. The vote out of the House Agriculture Committee was 38-6. Floor time anticipated in early June after the Memorial Day holiday. One of the six no votes, came from ranking minority member Colin Peterson of Minnesota. We're wrapping up our coverage here of Rebelation 2015, the Altec International Conference, and one of the guest speakers at this year's event, Walter Robb, the co-CEO of Whole Foods. He talked about what they're doing with natural and organic efforts, efforts, of course, to try to roll back on GMOs. And while he did not allow us to record his presentation to share with you, or he did not want to do any agricultural trade media interviews, we did have the chance to sit out and visit with a fellow broadcaster, Trent Luce, about the conversation that Mr. Robb brought forward. Trent and I there watching and listening. And one thing that really jumped out at Trent, he told us as we had our conversation, the selective use of facts.
I don't understand the selective portrayal of the truth, Ron, because Whole Foods is providing customers that walk in their store a choice. And I'm good with that. You know, we have a safe food supply. Why do you need to try to scare people into coming into your store? Because the truth of the matter is the stuff sold in Whole Foods is no safer than the stuff sold in any grocery store in this country. And secondly, he talks about this utopian way of producing food. And yet, what was his plea at the end of his message? We can't find what we need. The reason, sir, you can't find what you need is you're asking it to be produced in measures that are not profitable, that are not the most efficient method we possibly can achieve, and what we've made in terms of trying to reject all of the progress that we have made through science and research in the past 50 years. What other form of life do we want to have the way we had it in 1950? We don't talk on the phone the way we did in 1950. We don't even drive a car like we did in 1950. We don't ride a horse like we did in 1950. And yet here are people trying to romanticize how food was produced yesterday.
Ag advocate Trent Luce talking with us about the presentation made by Walter Robb of Whole Foods Market here at Rebelation 2015. You can hear the full conversation we had with Trent about this presentation up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
That's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.